This is Gamercast episode 303, Steam Sale. Yeah, this is a show recorded on the 16th of July, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is...
Catherine.
Yes, Catherine is here as well. So what's happening?
I'm not very well.
You're not very well?
You're just recovering. Oh, don't make that noise, it's horrible. Don't do that, don't you do that. I'm sure people listening to the podcast love to hear that noise.
Well, if they listen to the audio one, like sensible people, it'll get edited out. Or maybe not. Yeah, it's just the people who listen in live and video form have to put up with it. Anyway, it's not my natural bodily function, man.
It's
either going down there, yeah? Or it's coming out here.
You shouldn't let it go down there. That's how you get worse.
It what?
Where chest infections
come from. High in protein?
High in protein? What does that even mean?
Like the dead bugs and cells of protein in them.
You've got dead bugs in you.
Well, yeah, that's what started it. A giant bird went in my mouth.
Okay.
Like a pigeon, remember the story?
You said that, didn't you?
A damn pigeon attacked me. I'm probably going wrong. Damn, that's why I got bird flu. H1N1 or whatever it is. Now for the news. So first up in the news, we've got the Steam sale. Now, steam, for those people that don't know, is this thing what happens to water, yeah? When it evaporates and boils, yeah? You get steam. That's like atmospheric-defoid water, yeah? And what happens is it goes into a pipe, yeah? And it goes into your computer and it makes this piece of really bad software called Steam. And it took me 10 minutes just to load the Steam store page. Right, so they've got a big sale on until, what, another week or so it lasts?
Yep, until next Sunday.
Yeah, so they got another week. You know, they're rotating the games in there, you know.
Yeah, they're doing the normal daily deals, and then they also let the ones that were yesterday's deals stay for a fair bit longer. Then they also have three or four flash sales on at once?
Mm.
Scroll up a little bit. One, Fear, Fable. Scroll down. Fear, Fable, Cave Story. They do four flash sales, which last for, I think, 11 hours in total each. Some may have different times, and then when one ends, they pop another one on. And they're also doing community voted sales as well now this time around, where they give you a choice of three games, you pick one, the highest voted one becomes on sale for about 6 or 8 hours, something like that.
I'd like to point out, Shogun 2 is currently available for £7.49.
Pretty cheap.
However, you've only got 1 hour, 53 minutes, and 6 seconds to purchase it.
Yep. I'm sure you can buy a Total War collection as well, though. I'm not sure how much they're usually charging for Shogun 2, though.
20, 30 quid, I think. It's Steam, isn't it?
See, that Fable 3...
Although you can buy it for 10 quid in-game, they're trying to charge 30 quid for it still.
That Fable 3, at £7.50, I could have got that for, what, 5 quid or 6 quid from game the other day. I should have bought
it. Yeah, Steam is not cheap.
Because that's a physical copy. Some of their stuff's really good, so
when they knock indie stuff down to, like, 2 quid...
Or a pound.
That's good, but they've got Skyrim here for £23.32. It was 22 quid in game the other day.
Like, I bought a piece of DLC.
And you didn't have to wait for it to download.
A piece of DLC for about 30p. Another piece of DLC for about 49p. Left 4 Dead 2 was 3 quid the other day in their flash sales.
Let's put you on the thing, shall we?
Space Chem was about £1. I didn't actually buy it. I fell asleep. And then by the time I woke up, that flash sale had ended. And it annoyed me. You can get The Dream Machine, chapters 1 to 5, for like 6 quid.
The Dream Machine?
Dear Esther is currently £1.74. I bought myself a copy earlier. Well, when it went up. There's just loads of stuff. And it's quite nice. That they're kind of... I mean, they've evolved the Steam sale, so you have to keep an eye on it. Because if you don't keep an eye on it, you're going to miss out on games. Because, of course, usually in the past years that they've been doing it, it's been every hour... Not every hour. Every day at 6 p.m, there'd be new games up. And if you missed the last games, well, you had it. Unless they were popular, they'd be on the last day. Whereas now, with the flash sales and the community votes and chances of yesterday's deals having longer, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Plus, of course, like, a large amount of Steam is on sale. Although, of course, the best thing to do is to add things to your wish list or your cart or whatever, and keep an eye on them. And if they don't go cheaper by the final day, you buy them on the final day. Isn't that right? Hey, look, you can pre-order Prometheus. $17.99, that's expensive.
Are you talking about the next thing then? Since you finished advertising Valve.
Yeah. So some Eurogamer Expo news. So I'm going to have to talk quieter or have a few more breaths because my throat really hurts.
You talk too quiet as it is. People complain because like I'm way louder.
I can't help it. It's me.
No, talk louder.
It's me! So Eurogamer Expo news.
Fine, I'll be all the way back here.
Konami have announced that they're showing off games at the show. They've said they're going to have Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, PES 2013, and Zoe the HD Collection, or Zone of the Enders, as well as Castlevania Lords of the Shadow Mirror of Fate, which is the 3DS Castlevania upcoming game. Konami stuff, people expected that. It's quite nice that they've got Revengeance.
Stop reading my Facebook.
Yeah, it's quite nice that they've got Revengeance there.
What?
And as well as that, because it's the 25th anniversary of Metal Gear, they are going to have every existing Metal Gear game playable on the show floor as part of a special commemoration of the series. It's quite nice that they've got Zoe on playable, because I think that was playable at E3, if I remember right. And as well as that, they have announced that Game are their retail sponsor for this year's show. It's usually HMV. So HMV have been their sponsor for every other Eurogamer Expo. Do you know if it's been Falling Out or Game are like, hey, help us. So what they'll have is they'll be like...
Well, it's not help us, it's here's some money.
Okay. Well, they'll have a small game store that they will have on the show floor where people can purchase and pre-order games. So they've...
Wait. If you pre-order the game, yeah? Where'd you pick the game up from?
I don't know. I imagine you could pre-order stuff. that's usually what...
Do I pick it up from Eurogamer next year?
Unless they're only selling... Oh, maybe they're only selling. Oh, it'd be a shame. If they could get some deposits in there. So you'll be able to buy stuff that has some deals, apparently. Although HMV never had deals. They were just expensive, like HMV are. Of course, Eurogamer happens between 27th and the 30th of September this year.
I ain't going to it.
It's quite loud.
Too many weird people there. And the trouble is, being on a gaming podcast thing is they recognise you. And it's like, oh, you're that grumpy guy who's always moaning about everything. It's like, oh, shut up.
I've been recognised at Eurogamer.
This is really bad. Like, we're too famous to go to these events now.
It's weird as well.
It is weird.
It was so slightly weird.
Hey, you're the dead of the where's your sister?
Catherine! I know you, do you? Really? Do I know you?
Oh, that's trouble being famous. People will know your name, but you don't know theirs.
Uh-huh. Famous.
I'm recognised all the time. Hey, there's Victor Meldrew there. Shut up, fool! Yeah, anyway. Shall we talk about Halo 4?
Mm-hmm.
So, Microsoft have announced a Halo 4 Xbox 360 console.
Yes.
This is an Xbox 360 console that is dressed up to look like...
Something.
This. Let's just try and jam it in there and see if it will fit.
So, it's a see-through, transparent, skeleton, whatever you want to call it, style console. There, of course, haven't been that many skeleton consoles as of recent.
Skeleton.
I guess there were...
As in Skeletor.
Original Xboxes. They had a few of those, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, the original Xboxes, which had a complete metal shell within them, made of it.
And then, of course, there's always been Game Boys with skeleton shells. So this Halo 4 one, is, as you can see in that image, printed, whatever you want to call it, with a skeleton shell. It comes with, similar to the Halo Reach console, you get two controllers with it, which are themed like the console. You get a bog-standard copy of the game. It has a 320GB hard drive, as opposed to the Halo Reach one, which had 250GB, I believe, if I remember right. Which was big at the time, wasn't it? When we got the Halo Reach one?
When it came out, 250 was the standard size.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah. Well, you had 4GB and a 250GB. The only thing they've done, a limited edition 320 gigs like Star Wars and Gears of War.
Maybe I'm thinking of Gears. As well as that, it has blue lights blue. So the power button's blue. And it has bespoke Halo sounds. No, I don't have what the sounds are on here.
And it also has the new style controllers.
Oh yeah, the D-pad controllers. As well as that, you get a voucher inside for an in-game thing and some Avatar DLC. So something for your Avatar Halo
thing. Avatar job.
And you, of course, get a headset, as you usually do. And they are also... Well, that's £270 to pre-order off game at the moment. I don't know if anywhere else is selling it. And they're also doing different controllers as well, which are $60. So I guess, what, are they going to be 40, do you think?
40 quid, probably.
Yeah, 40 quid controllers, which are totally different. And they also have blue LEDs and will be available from October 21st, whereas the console, of course, is November 4th, I believe.
That's called controllers earlier.
Yeah. So kind of like the Todd McFarlane ones they did for Halo 3. Do you remember those?
I remember those.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It looks slightly garish. It doesn't actually. Do you think the console looks very Halo-y?
Well, the trouble is, this new Halo is quite different in style.
It is very different, very explosion-y, and the cool. What are they called? The
Master
Chief. The believed enemies are.
What, the Forerunner?
That's the one, the Forerunner.
Well, everyone says they are. No one really knows for sure.
I did actually quite like the...
Hopefully they're not, because if that's Forerunner, my mental image of what the Forerunner has been like...
totally different.
It's totally different, because my mental image of the Forerunner has always been people.
Oh, okay.
Like, normal people, yeah. Because the thing is, yeah, Guilty Spark, yeah, when he saw the Master Chief, he immediately identified him as the Reclaimer, which is the Forerunner who would activate the rings.
Okay, as in he looks human.
Yeah, right? he's the same race, which is why if you read my blog post back when I used to speculate about Halo lore and things like that when I could be bothered, I always thought that humans were the Forerunner.
Okay.
And that the humans were simply Forerunner who survived the last firing of the Halo rings. If they make them these weird fire robots and
stuff... Well, if they are those weird things, though, I must say, I do like the kind of spin it's taken, because those aren't, like, your standard enemies. And
stupid enemies.
I want elites.
They're fun to fight against.
I know you and other people who really are into the Halo kind of...
Flying enemies are
everything.
Annoying.
Well, yeah, I will definitely agree with that. Flying enemies are annoying. But I don't know. It looked nice because it was different. I liked the look of it. I mean, who knows what it turns out to be, because of course it's 343's first actual proper full-blown retail game.
Yeah, let's hope they manage
made
to bring
on their
in the
own. I think I remember reading somewhere as well that the console design had actually been designed by them.
Who cares if it was designed by... It could be designed by some bloke in Pakistan, for all I care. As long as it looks
it
good.
It does also say Halo 4 on it, but it's hidden in that image by one of the controllers. It just says it in the bottom corner on it. So yeah, 270 quid if you can fork that out, or if you'd like to buy a nice new slim 360.
Say new, they're not really not new anymore.
Yeah, they're still nice, they work. I've only ever had one die. And that was the Halo Reach one after having it for like a couple of weeks. Maybe not even a week.
Your Halo Reach Xbox died?
Yeah, we had to take it back.
Now, I don't remember that.
I think you were... Yeah. About at the time when we took it back.
Let's talk about Strike Suit Zero.
It had the power issue. Was it a full thing? I don't know. Either way, it meant it died. It kept freezing on games and stuff.
Oh yeah, it was being glitchy.
Yeah, it was being glitchy, and then it just conked out. But then the replacement has been fine. Strike Suit Zero. So we mentioned this last week
because it was dropped down the stairs.
No, it wasn't.
Meh.
You and your little noise. we mentioned Strike Suit Zero last week because I played it at Rest, and...
Rest? That was that thing in Brighton, wasn't it?
Yeah, down in Brighton.
Where all these weird people made a Jesus game that I actually played the other day and thought it was terrible.
Oh, did you play it?
I object to the Woolly Mammoth being
terrible.
That big.
It was made in an hour.
Why was the Woolly Mammoth that big?
Because I didn't draw it.
Not that big.
Well, it had to be scaled down.
It was like
it was
1,000 times bigger than a person. It was like the size of 50 blue whales sellotaped together.
We had to scale it. Anyway, back onto the news. So Strike Suit Zero.
And Jesus was a bit floaty.
Yeah. Yeah, we made him floaty. So Strike Suit Zero, gave it a play. Space combat game. coming out on PC and potentially later on consoles, they have released a dev diary about their kind of reasons for adding the mech element to it.
They're trying to cash in on the mech warrior hype.
Well, it's also to appeal to a broader audience. Because not everyone likes space combat, whereas turning into a mech changes it more into third person. But the thing is, you don't have to do it, or I hope you don't have to do it. Although, it was stupid, I read the... Well, so the main thing is that there's a developer diary out where they explain a few of their reasonings for things. But I read some of the comments on the video, and one person was like, this is stupid, you should be able to be a mech all the time if you want to be a mech. It's like, but it's a space combat game.
Surely you're a pilot in the mech.
It's one of the ships turns into the mech.
And you're in the ship, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you're a pilot in the mech as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, so it's still space combat.
You're not turning into stuff, are you?
No, it's just transforming.
Yeah, like, but the point I was making was the guy was like, oh, you should be able to play as a this.
Oh, they were saying you should be able to play the whole game as a mech and not have to wait for a bar to fill up. But I didn't agree with them, because if you played the whole game as a mech...
Bar fills up and you can turn into a mech from a spaceship?
Yeah.
That's almost like Grimlock being able to turn into his dino form.
You get a rage... I think it was a rage meter. I'm not sure why the term was a rage meter. But it was a specific ship that would let you turn into it, which was...
The Grimlock ship.
It kind of been called Strike Suit Zero, because that's a weird name for a ship. But only one specific ship could turn into a mech. But it plays nice. I think one of their reasons was...
The other ones would turn into characters from Mary Poppins. Who loved that?
But I think it's also that while in the mech, Strike Suit Zero, whatever thingy, there's time-shifting abilities that you have, so you can slow down the combat.
Ooh, Max Payne.
So you can... you're not as a mech diving backwards and going, pew, 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 pew.
No, even better. The ship turns into Max Payne. Literally Max Payne.
But yeah, so you could slow stuff down, get a few shots in, and then while time was still slowing down, change back, and then get in some final shots, and then, you know, of course, fly around and do a barrel roll.
Is that your email or my email?
Sorry, that was mine. I'll mute my computer. So yeah, there's a dev diary up now. If you go on the Gamercast website, you can give it a watch and see what they have to say for themselves. Hopefully there'll be a couple more. But the game's supposed to be coming out autumn this year on Windows. Next up, some awesome Knots news. So they're doing a new patch, or they've released the new patch already, / coming out. The patch goes live next week on XBLA and PSN, and as well as doing like a few bug fixes and balancing of things, it will also be adding two new characters, one of which is a lady, the first one to the game, which is feminine or female, called Coco Nebulon. And then they've also added...
Stupid name.
Derp. I'm not sure. It's like Derp with an L on the end, so Derp.
Derple.
Derple Zork.
Derple.
Who looks like he can shoot cats, but it says that he loves hunting cats. But the girl's pretty cute. I can't remember. I had a picture, but I don't have it up anymore. But they look like quite cool characters. But as well as that, they also announced today that it's coming out on PC. So for any MOBA fans out there who wanted it to come out on PC because you bought a League of Legends or Dota or whatever, it will be coming out in PC within the next few months, they believe, via Steam. Then next up, Lace Member have announced a new game called Murder in Terran's Alley. Would you say that's Terran? Underneath Awesome Knots. Murder in Terran's Alley?
Terran's Alley.
Terran's Alley.
I assume it's set in Iran then.
Yes, I believe so.
Tehran, isn't it?
See, because there's a... Look, he's got... I guess... Is that Iranian then, what you'd say? Or Arabic?
Arabic. Is that Iranian?
I don't know the term. Don't take the mickey out of me. I don't know what the plural of words mean. but it's a point-and-click game set within the 1933. With Terran's Alley.
Yeah.
And it's actually made by Iranian developers called RSKIR, and it's being brought over here thanks to Lace Member. You take on the role of a police detective called, I don't know. I'm not going to try.
Just pronounce it however you think it is.
Afsar.
Osama bin Laden.
No, it's not. Don't say that. Afsar, maybe? I don't know. He's investigating a series of murders that take place in the Iranian capital in 1933. So it's kind of like a murder mystery, point-and-click adventure game.
Set in Iran.
Set in Iran.
That's new, isn't it? Well, I don't know if it was Iran in 1933. Let's have a look. It's research time now.
Okay. And it should be coming out the fourth quarter of 2012. My apologies for getting a few things mixed up there on details to do with actual real life stuff. Next up, another adventure game. So Pendulo Studios have announced a game that they're trying to make called Day One.
Iran, not found.
So Pendulo Studios made The Runaway, Next Big Thing, Yesterday, and a whole host of other Runaway games as well. And they've now announced they want to make a new game called Day One, which is being crowdfunded, or how you want to call it. I suppose it's crowdfunding. But not through Kickstarter, it's through Games Planet Lab, who aren't just like a Kickstarter. They form like a partnership between an actual digital distribution platform and a crowdsourcing specialist, apparently. Either way, there's a little kind of short trailer they've got of it. And what it is that it's the story of a man who finds out he's got less than a day to live. But he comes home and then he has a note saying that if he goes to Paris, he gets the promise of an extended life. So it sounds quite interesting. They do quite cool point and clicks, and they've usually got a side of humour to them. I don't know how humorous it would be if it's a guy who's about to die. But they mentioned how it would be satirical and stuff like that. And you can contribute to help their game be funded up until August 24th. If you would like to see another adventure game from Pendulo Studios. I'm not sure on what Games Planet Lab do if they don't get enough money. But, yes. Okay. War of the Roses. So, similar to Strikes at Zero, you can watch a very short dev diary on our website, which is to do with War of the Roses. So, when I went to the Paradox...
This is a game where I get to be a, like, knight guy and mullet people.
You can joust and use a hand gunner and use bow and arrows and...
I don't like the term use bow and arrows. Use a bow.
Use a bow. Fine, I'm sorry. Use a bow.
Bow and arrows. What are you, dinning down, like, doing multi-shot? Pew!
So the day that I went to the Paradox press event in... That was ages ago.
It's the DPS. Getting aggro, don't matter.
We kind of met up with the producer and lead designer, I believe it was. On War of the Roses, and they were talking about how they'd just been up north.
Up north?
Well,
in Clydebank.
I say north, I mean like Midlands, like York and St Albans and places like that.
So not Clydebank then?
No, not Clydebank. And they'd actually just been up there, and they've now released the video, or part of their video series that they're releasing for it. You can check it out on our website, gamecast.net, and it's on the front page still. There'll be one on War of the Roses. And it just shows how they were kind of doing lots more research. They went to a place that lent them armor and did jousting stuff. So they put armor on them and let them go on horses and see what it was like. And just checking out the areas. They mentioned a castle that I think was at St. Albans, I think. That they showed how small the door, well, how short the door was. Because it wasn't like people height. It was really short. It was like half people height.
Well, yeah, it's for
but
dwarfs.
But they were explaining how...
give you theatre and a grunt.
In the game, they had to make it full person height, because otherwise, of course, you got implications when you're trying to get through the door.
No, they should still make it short, but just make the character auto-crouch as they go through it.
Yeah, but then that's, like, one instance.
And the thing is, people
that's
were
expensive.
Shorter.
Expensive!
Yeah, if you had a bad diet like you had then, you'd only be, like, 4 foot tall.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. You should check it out. It's fairly short. The producer's American, and he gets to drive an Audi
around the game.
When they went to the UK, and he says about how you should be able to have a sign on the car saying "Warning, American driver."
Ah,
because not very good. and having to drive around roundabouts and all that stuff.
They have roundabouts there. Just the other way round.
What do you mean, just the other way round? Square? Well,
no, they go the other way round.
Oh, do they?
Well, I guess they would.
Whoa, that's creepy. Oh, yeah, because they're on the other side of the road. Oh, American driving just scares me anyway.
Yeah, man, it's
their roads
wrong.
Are massive and their cars are massive, and then
There's
the stuff with the right turn stuff where even if the lights are red, you can take a right turn, and it's like, that's scary.
Well, in the UK, you can do that on junctions that have filter lights or
yeah, but you have to wait for a traffic light usually, don't you?
Yeah, but it's still the same thing. You can only go if it's clear. If there's traffic going there, you're not going to go on it. And if you've got a junction set like that in the UK,
yeah,
if the
America,
junction's clear and it's your... Yeah, but you can't go if there's a car there, can you?
Some people smash. Try. Anyway, so some PlayStation All-Stars news. They've announced a few new characters. Last week they announced Toru. Yay, Toru! And she brought one of my Toros up and shown him and be like, Toru! So Toru has been announced to be in PlayStation All-Stars.
Toru is that stupid Sony cat.
Yes, he's the Sony cat. He is also... Well, he's... Either gonna make
who was killed by Deathwing.
He's either going to make his debut in PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale or Street Fighter X Tekken on the PlayStation Vita. It depends on which game comes out first. And they also announced Heihachi Mishima, who is, of course, from Tekken, for any Tekken fans out there.
Nope.
And then also, today, they announced that Cole from... begins with a... I...
International Superstar Soccer?
No. Oh, what's it called? There's two of them. Infamous. Cole from Infamous.
Infamous.
And Jack and Daxter, I guess, as one character. I'm just going to check on this.
Daxter and Jack.
Yeah, Jack and Daxter are as one character, and they've announced them today. It's weird, because they've got such a clash of different character types, because they've got... Nathan and Cole, who are like proper kind of looking guys, and then they got Parappa and Fat
cool.
Princess and Jack and Daxter, which are quite different. Tora is quite different. It's cool. I think it's cool. I'm looking forward to it now because of Tori. But yeah, so that's some cool news. Creighton. Oh no, actually, I've got these in now. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I think probably from JoJo being announced for what a new JoJo game being announced. Capcom have announced they're releasing JoJo's Bizarre Adventure HD on Xbox
Yoink.
Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. On XBLA, it's going to be 1,600 Microsoft points. And on PlayStation Network,
£13.49. So
on
much money.
PlayStation Network, it's £16.
£13.48. Let me correct myself.
So yeah, they released in JoJo, and then some other news that came out. I don't think it was today. I think it would have been over the weekend at Sonic Boom. They actually announced it.
Sonic Boom.
But Sega have announced that they're doing a Sonic Adventure 2 XBLA PSN release, which will be out on the 15th of September. No, it's not. That's another thing. 3rd of October. There you go. It'll have offline multiplayer. Content. Oh, that's because it went up on Xbox.com. But yeah, it got announced. Yeah, it was over the weekend. There we go. They released a trailer to show it off as well. But yeah, so another re-release of a Sega Dreamcast classic, which potentially less people got to play because it came out quite close to the end of Dreamcast. So... hopefully some people will be able to play it. They didn't get to play it before. Breathe. Some latest member news. They have announced that Crater, which came out on Steam a fair while ago now, they're releasing a collector's edition version of it. So they announced previously they were going to be releasing Crater to retail stores in the UK and, well, Europe. And they've now officially announced that the Crater collector's edition is going to have copy of the game, Dr. Cerberus special character pack, the Crater soundtrack CD, a 40-page Art of Crater book, which is designed exclusively for this retail version, and as well as that, a double-sided poster. Mm. There's no pack shots at the moment or images of like the art book and stuff like that, but they've said it's coming out August 17th for Windows for about £20 RRP. Generally, Lace Mamba's games that come out for about that price, so about £15, £12 on Amazon and stuff like that. So it's coming out pretty much a month and a day away. Or might as well just say a month away. So you can pick that up if you haven't yet. However, it's also on sale in the Steam sale. But if you would like to pick up a nice collector's edition, because Lace Mamba do quite nice ones, you can pick that up. I'm going to have a drink.
In other news, Office 15, which doesn't actually have a name now. Yeah, Office 2013 has been announced, and the preview is available for download. How's that for covering your...
my breathing.
Drinking.
So then next up, Deer Drive has been announced, which is a new Excalibur game that's coming out, which is a hunting simulator.
Hunting.
With a rifle, and breathing, and shooting bears, and deer, and bunny rabbits. It's kind of like an arcade sim though, of course, like Deer Adventure style. But it's coming out August 17th as a part of their extra play range. So that means it'll be cheap, I believe.
Cheap.
Max Payne 3 news. So we mentioned a few weeks back that they released issue 2 of their comic, or their digital comic, and now issue 3 is out, which is called Fight and Flight, before I say that wrong. So you can check that out on rockstargames.com/maxpayne3/comics, and you can pick them up either on the website, or you can look at them on various smartphone devices. Another piece of Excalibur news. They have officially announced the release of Circus World, and that it's also coming to not only Windows, but Macintosh. Kind of a pest. Sorry.
Macintosh?
Yeah.
I think it's been around since the 80s.
Yeah, because Excalibur don't really release their games on anything other than Windows. But as Excalibur are actually
If the developer made a
Macintosh version,
they've got a Macintosh.
They have their own developer that's making Circus World for them. But yeah, so it's a circus simulator management style game. You take over a dilapidated circus and help transform it into a world premiere first class style circus. But yeah, it's your kind of standard management style game.
Wow.
Apparently it uses custom AI specially created for Circus World and the appreciation engine that you can monitor your audience for. Which shows how well they're doing.
The Office 2013 preview requires a DirectX 10 graphics card.
Office? Mine's not DirectX 10, is it?
Aspect is.
Okay, probably is. And they've also said Circus World is coming out September this year for $24.99. So no official date yet, just a month, but they already have a price point.
Graphics hardware acceleration.
Tomb Raider news. They've announced their writer for Tomb Raider, which is Rana Pratchett. She's of course done multiple things before. She did Mirror's Edge, didn't she? But I believe, did she have something to do with Fable stuff? Am I right?
Fables. Heroes.
But she's of course, I believe, related to Terry Pratchett.
Whoever these people are, who knows?
He's a fantasy writer. I pressed paste. I'm just going to find a quick thing. In Somerset. Yeah.
You're a Somerset.
Her dad's Terry Pratchett.
And it's Somersetshire.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. Here's what she's done. Risen. Prince of Persia. However, main writer for that was Andy Walsh. I know that. Overlord 2, Overlord Minions, Overlord Dark Legend, Dungeon Hero, Mirror's Edge, and Tomb Raider. I was wrong when I mentioned Fable then.
Well, Fable's single-handedly made by Peter Molyneux.
Oh, yeah, of course, he does everything. He's just, churning away at a computer all day.
He didn't need to do that, it's just a few taps and it's done.
Okay.
Peter Molyneux.
Is it because, his thoughts and inspirations go into those single taps?
Well, he uses a Kinect, and the Kinect sensor interprets his crazy body movements into a computer game.
Why did I think she'd done stuff with Fable? That's weird. She's also helped out on Heavenly Sword as well. But yeah, so she's helping out. What about Terraria? Well, she's writing the script for Tomb Raider. And she did panels at Comic-Con. Then they've also announced the next piece of DLC for Mass Effect 3. Is it out? It's out tomorrow on Xbox Live and Origin and... well, Evil tomorrow War. In America, of course. And then the 18th for anyone in the UK and Europe. It adds three new maps. It's called Mass Effect 3 Earth. It adds maps based on London, Vancouver and Rio de Janeiro. But within the Galactic War, as opposed to, of course, straight up current times. You'll also be introduced to a whole new team of elite N7 forces, and a new arsenal of lethal weapons, unique upgrades, and the all new platinum difficulty level, as well as a brand new in mission objective. There's lots of stuff more in detail, but I can't be bothered to say it because it kind of hurts to talk right now. And then pop. I want to call it Papa. Papo and Yo has been given
Papa,
a
sailor man.
Release date. This is kind of like a really nicely artistic puzzle adventure-y style game that's coming out for the PlayStation Network on August 14th for $14.99 or $11.99 for PlayStation Plus members. I don't have a European price here, but it's being a part of the PSN Play promotion, which is, of course... Play. Them being like Play. Microsoft with their promotions Play. As well.
Play.
Oh wait, did I say 14th? Yeah, 14th.
Nibble.
7th. Okay. And you can pre-order it? How the hell do you pre-order a game on PlayStation Network? Apparently if you pre-order it on August 7th, you get a code to get an exclusive theme as well. So yeah, that's all the news for this week.
Wow, man.
Nice one, really.
Well, you can drink now because it's my turn to talk. That's right. It's time for Name That Game. Right, last week everyone would have heard this. Catherine guessed it was. Sounds familiar. I'm not familiar with that title. So no. Baxter guesses Civ 4. No, it's not Civ 4. That means I win.
Charlotte definitely should have known that.
Actually, the chat room just said some answers. They said, was it Fable or Black and White? No, it was SimCity 4.
That's why I just said Charlotte should know that. She's played that to death. You've played SimCity 4 to death, haven't
SimCity
you?
SimCity 4 is one of the best games ever made. If only it wasn't so buggy, and if only you could skip those annoying EA logos. EA game! It's just so...
It's got huge loading times like The Sims, yeah?
I don't care about loading times.
No, I always found...
Because once it's loaded.
Loading times were a bit poop.
They might have been really bad. They might have been really bad 10 years ago, but nowadays on my computer or whatever's. Things I don't like about it, fixed resolution. So even though it's 2D, essentially, although it's rendered in a 3D engine, there's only 3 fixed resolutions, when obviously a game like that is really easy to expand resolution, because you can do it two ways. You can just scale it, which... Maybe not as sophisticated, or you just make the menus longer and put more stuff visible on the screen. And it's not difficult. Why didn't they think of that? It ain't that stupid. Obviously they were, and they're like, oh, this will take 10 minutes to add this support in. Oh, we won't do it. But yeah, the answer was SimCity 4. GZ to myself for fooling everyone. This week is a little bit different, because you're not naming the game, you're naming who the character is talking to.
What?
I like to mix it up a bit.
Well, it's about time. We don't pay you people to mosey around at your own convenience. Make this thing work so we can get on with this miserable day.
Yeah. Although now Catherine won't even be able to think what game it's from.
Hints.
You want hints on the game? It's from Half-Life, or one of the expansions, or Half-Life in general. It was a scientist in Half-Life talking to someone. What character were they talking to? We want his name. Full name.
Barney?
Barney what?
What's his surname?
Catherine guesses Barney the dinosaur. Chat room also is saying Barney. Barney. Okay, if you think you know what the answer is, send an email to feedback@gamercast.net or leave a comment on this week's episode on the website, on gamercast.net, or on the YouTube video, so on and so on. What Barney Calhan? What the hell is a Barney Calhan?
Calhoun?
Yeah, boy, I don't even know what that is. That says Cat-hun.
Calhoun.
What's Cat-hun? Who knows?
New releases this week.
Three new releases this week. Oh, well, quickly.
Potentially.
No, new releases this week. That's it for the show. We'll catch everyone next week.
So, International Cricket Captain 2012 may be coming out. A few sites had it listed as coming out, and a few did not have it.
I will tell you on Friday if it came out.
This is, of course,
Pro Skills. Paul Smith, Pro Skills Skater.
Cricket.
You pro skill my skills.
Has cricket stuff happened already? Like the Ashes? What kind of year does that happen?
Football. Tennis. Olympics. I don't know, do I? How am I supposed to know about cricket?
But yeah, so it's kind of, I guess it's management, right? I've never played a cricket captain game. But it's got all the new stuff in it, apparently. And all the new people.
Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance is also coming out. This is a 3D DS title, as some people say. To wind me up.
Well, it's also Dream Drop Distance for the 3D. 3Ds. You can download the demo as well off the Nintendo eShop. 3Ds. Yeah, you can download the demo off the 3DS store and give it a go. It's got tutorials as well as a snippet of gameplay as well. Yeah, it's got dual protagonists in it, so you can play Sora and Riku. It's got this weird free flow action where you can like grind slash jump up lampposts and walls and stuff, as well as this weird thing of catapulting yourself.
Are we talking about Tony Hawk here or Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts, I know. It's just they've added weird kind of mechanics to it. It's got new creatures, new Disney worlds, including stuff from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is still a Disney film I have
Hunchback.
Never seen. And, of course, progression within the Kingdom Hearts story. It's weird that they still haven't released a new one for PlayStation 3.
Man, PS3.
Or 360 or whatever.
So they sold 27 units.
I just find it a bit odd because, of course, the last console release, Kingdom Hearts, was on the PS2.
PS2.
It's odd. And then, of course, finally we've got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD coming out. This is Tony Hawk's on the Xbox 360 or for Xbox Live Arcade for the Summer of Arcade. Lots of
so
fun.
This is the first one, isn't it?
Yes, this is the first one. Not Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, which if you ask me is awesome and has an amazing soundtrack.
We don't
know what
to do. They release this one, then they'll do that one next
year. Well,
yeah,
they'll see how popular this is as well, I'm sure, won't they?
Well, they'll make some money out of it, won't they? If six people buy it, it covers the cost of porting it. Since they probably just run it in a PlayStation 1 emulator on it.
They've made it look nicer.
Okay, made it look a bit nicer.
They have. I don't know how well they've done on getting the licenses for the tracks again, though, because that'd be quite pricey. That's probably the most expensive bit of something like a Tony Hawk game, I'd say. But it depends on how they've kind of upscaled it as such, or HD-ified it. It's going to be 1,200 Microsoft points.
Well, it's not a lot of work,
I suppose.
I'm
it's
sure
Activision's last attempt at
given access to the source code, a couple of programmers could bang that out within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but you'd have to either update art assets. It wouldn't just be programmers.
Well, it depends. Is it updated art graphics or is it just higher resolution?
it looks nicer. Well, actually, I suppose it depends on if the original models could be smoothified.
Yeah, so the original models might have been higher anyway. But either way, just being an HD remake just means, oh, look, now it's running in 720p.
It looks quite nice.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah? We don't know.
I know we don't
know. We don't know, yeah? Like I said, it's a couple of dudes, a couple of weeks.
I'm sure they've had more than a couple of dudes, though. Just saying.
Okay, a couple of dudes and one manager and one QA person. In fact, no, you don't need QA programs to do it.
Hopefully,
probably build inside of 10 seconds anyway.
Yeah, you'd have a few more people than that.
No, you don't need it. That's why companies go bust. Why do you need so many people to do such a thing? John Carmack could do that single-handedly in an afternoon.
John Carmack, though, are they?
Well, Tim Willits could probably do it if you showed him how to turn a computer on.
Yeah, but he was just a level designer, wasn't he?
That's why you have to turn a computer on for him.
Oh, okay. Does he not know how to do that? Poor Tim Willits, he's really nice.
Tim Willits, isn't it?
Aw, don't be mean about Tim Willits.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah, like, it's no work. Like, 10 minutes, man. No.
It's less work than a whole brand new game.
Like, people make
but
it seem like you need
there.
20 people on a year for this. It's crazy. A couple of weeks.
They announced this ages ago as well.
Yeah, they announced they were doing it, and then they were trying to find some hobo to do it for them. But give you a packet of fries to do it, here you go. Ah, okay.
Jeez, Paul.
I'll just go over here now. Are you done then? Are we done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Are we going to quickly review? Nah, we'll do it later.
Review what?
Nah, I'll do it later.
What?
I was going to say review Arma 2 free, but I'm like, I don't even
have to play it.
Did
you actually play it?
Well, I got on a motorbike, yeah. I had to press in about 6 buttons. I figured out how to get on it. But I got on the passenger seat. So I'm like, I know, I'm not, I don't want to be back here. So I tried to get on the front seat, yeah. And like, okay, I got on the front seat, and then I couldn't get off the motorbike. And then I figured out how to lie down after disconnecting and reconnecting to the server to get off the motorbike. And I figured out how to lie down, and then I couldn't figure out how to stand back up. And then the aspect ratio in the game is all wrong, and it's all skew-iff anyway, so it's just like, neighbor. Yeah, anyway, so that's it for this week. Feedback is always going to be sent to feedback at gamercast.net, or you can leave a comment on this week's episode on our website, gamercast.net, or you can subscribe to us on YouTube, subscribe to us on your RSS catching feed for the podcast, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Shall I mention a couple of things about Tony Hawk's? So it's not a high-definition port of the original, but it's an amalgamation of levels collected from the first two games, remade in a new engine. So it's not a port.
So a new engine, okay, so they spent 3 weeks on it. Alright then.
Oh, and they've announced the soundtrack as well. Ah! Hey, it's got like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 songs in it. It's got No Cigar, that's awesome. And it's also got Heavy Metal Winner and When Worlds Collide. That's awesome. Oh, and Bring the Noise, that's alright.
I just closed the show up, man.
Oh, and you. It's got like May 16th. It's got like the best songs of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 within it. How awesome is that? They put the best songs in it. I'm going to have to buy this game. I'm sorry. I love that game when I was younger. Awesome.
Neighbor, terrible game.
I loved it.
Stephen Hawking Pro Wheelchair.